These are the last pictures Salim Nawati sent his family before he died earlier this month. The 16-year-old had leukemia but couldn't get treatment in any hospital. His family says the delay in getting urgent medical attention killed him.
When Salim went to the hospital, they refused to admit him, saying the Palestinian Authority has not paid its debts. But three other people have been admitted. I am sure they had better connections and managed to get themselves in.
Public hospitals do not provide cancer treatment, so the government transfers patients to private hospitals or abroad. Salim Nawati didn't get a transfer. In a news conference, the health ministry admitted medical workers failed to act in time. In 2016, President Mahmoud Abbas announced the building of a new cancer hospital to treat the growing number of patients.
This is the land where the hospital was supposed to be built. But 6 years later, many activists have been asking, where's the hospital? And they're accusing Palestinian officials of stealing the money dedicated to building it. Prime Minister Mohamed Shtayyeh has said donations has only covered a small part of the overall budget of $160 million and that the plans have been put on hold. But many have said that this shows how little transparency there is between the Palestinians and the authority.
A recent poll shows that 63% of Palestinians think there is corruption in public institutions. But people are often too scared to report it. Even though there's a system to protect whistleblowers, Marwa Farah says she wasn't protected. She's been at home for the past 2 years after being fired from her job for reporting nepotism and abuse of power at work.
I'm now being accused of slander and I'm fighting it in court. No one is hiring me because they think I'm a troublemaker.
Palestinians have seen the president's power expand at the expense of the legislature and judiciary.
We have a weak rule of law. The president's office has been getting more authority. This has led to more decisions that benefit certain officials and powerful circles around the president.
Even when some corruption allegations are investigated, perpetrators are rarely held accountable. Critics say that without the political will to fight corruption, efforts to combat the problem will remain limited. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, The Occupied West Bank.